What is it going to take to move the needle in Congress, I guess, is a frustration
people
are asking.
That's what I'm just trying to say, Gail. What we're trying to do is find out the facts and make sure that what our response is actually addresses the problems without infringing upon the rights of law-abiding citizens. That's the key here, Gail.
But it keeps happening. It keeps happening.
And how long will it take? We also have citizens who have rights to be protected.
Okay.
And again, Gail, one of the common themes here, this is why we're really serious about our mental health legislation.
Yes.
Because a lot of these people are getting guns who are mentally unstable, who should not be getting guns. And this is a gap in our laws that we feel needs to be filled. Look, if you're not outraged when you turn on the TV and see these shootings, there's something wrong with you. And so we just want to get it right, Gail. And we want to make sure that we don't violate a person's rights if they're a law-abiding citizen.
But can I just say this to you? A mass shooting is described as four or more victims.
Right.
According to ShootingTracker.com, just the fact that we have a ShootingTracker.com, I think, speaks volumes. Mm. Since January, there have been at least 354 mass shootings in this country. You must be frustrated as well.
Yeah, I am, Gail. That's why, again, I don't want to keep saying the same thing over and over.
Yeah, but
one of the things we've noticed, there are mental health issues here.